If you believe in all those positive affirmation things, just repeat after me really quick. I will win the Powerball this evening, and I will be $1.37 billion richer, or whatever it is.
Yeah, okay. That all sounds great.
Say, I will be a billionaire tonight.
I will be a billionaire this evening.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's probably not going to be true.
That'd be great.
That's the thing about affirmations. You can keep saying them. If you don't believe them, it's never real.
I mean, I don't think that really affects it one way or the other. I mean, you're going to watch the drawing, right? Mm-hmm. The balls are going to blow up in that little tube, and they're just going to go ahead and give you the numbers. Yesterday, I said to my wife driving home, I was like, are we billionaires today?
Well, here's the thing. Everybody has a dream, and the dream is that you're going to win the lottery, and you're going to have all this money, and you're going to be able to do whatever you want.
That'd be fantastic.
And adults, everybody has dreams on what you want to do with the money, but we asked a bunch of kids what would they do if they won the $1 billion on Powerball, and here's what they said.
Give it to charity.
That's so nice.
That is so nice, but I am not Jeff Bezos, all right? I mean, I'll give some to charity,
right?
But I'm not giving all to charity.
I would get the biggest bar of Snickers that was ever invented.
That's what I'm talking about, kid.
Also, I would also do that. Can we get two of those? If I win $1 billion, I'll buy the biggest Snickers for that kid and for me.
All right, Brooke, I want you to pretend you just won the lottery and now you're a millionaire. What's the first thing you buy?
Cats.
Cats. How many cats?
100.
Imagine you're the mom of this child, and she just, for some reason, now you're billionaires, and she just shows up with 100 cats in your front yard.
Yeah, you're also moving out today. Right?
Yep.
The first thing I buy is a big, big house for my family.
Nice.
And move away, not tell anybody.
That, you know what? She heard that from her parents. You know she heard that from her parents, because it's always the same thing. When I win, no one's ever going to hear from me again. We're going to pick up and we're going to be gone.
Well, you got to get out of town, because if not, everybody shows up looking for a loan. Kids. Everybody's got a business idea. All your friends coming out of the woodwork. Oh, remember, you owe me this. Forget it.
Kids don't come up with that on their own. They heard mom and dad say, when we win, no one's going to ever hear from us again.
What's the first thing you buy?
A cat.
Nice. What kind of cat?
A stripy cat.
Why do all these kids want so many cats? And why do they think they need to be billionaires to afford it?
I was going to say, just go to the pound, guys. I mean, there's plenty of cats that need to be adopted. Stripy ones, too.
Crystal, I want you to pretend that you just won the lottery and now you're a millionaire.
Oh, my God!
What's the first thing you would buy?
I might not going to buy, but I'm going to probably donate.
Why are these kids so great? They're so nice. She's so excited.
Oh, my God!
Then she's like, I'm going to immediately give that money to people that are less fortunate, which is very sweet.
Donate it to the cats.
There's
going to be a lot of them hanging around, I guess.
Definitely.